Class, how you doing? This is Reverend Calhoun. Welcome to the new semester, 2005 fall semester of the Spirit of Honor. You're gonna have an exciting time. We're gonna really get into what the Spirit of Honor is. I'm gonna get into a word of prayer, and then I'm gonna cover some housekeeping items, things that I want you to know so we can all stay on track with the class. But I'm excited to see each and every one of you. And even though I don't see you, you know, personally, but when you come for, you know, the camp meetings or the prosperity revivals, make sure that you, you know, come up and speak to me. That way I'll know that you were a student in this year's class. This is your last semester, and I know it's going to be a blessing. And one of the things I always tell the second semester students is to stay on track and stay on board. Don't fall off the truck. In other words, don't give up, cave in, and quit, and not finish. You made it this far, so go all the way. Praise God. Amen. All right. Well, let's pray. Father, we just thank you that this is the day that you have made. I thank you for each and every student that's online. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation is going to be imparted into them, Lord God. I thank you that revelation knowledge will flow freely, Lord God. I yield myself, my spirit, my soul, and my body to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you'll think through my mind and speak through my voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we're going to have an exciting time this year covering the topic of the Spirit of Honor from the book by Bishop Tudor Bismarck. And I just thank you for each and every student. And Father, as always, if Holy Spirit, if you don't show up in this class and guide me, I'm going to fall flat on my face. I'm leaning completely and totally upon you. Lord, I recognize of my my inabilities and my weaknesses, but in those weaknesses, I'm made strong through you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's cover these housekeeping items. First thing, the book, as far as I know, and I'll show you a picture of the book, last semester or the last two semesters, it was out of print, but there should be a digital copy on the website for the School of Ministry. So under my class, you should see a digital copy of The Spirit of Honor by Bishop Tudor Bismarck. But I'm just showing you what the cover looks like. And if you don't have access to the physical hard copy, there is a digital copy online. Amen? All right. And I want you to go ahead and read the book. We start from, you know, from page one. And I do maybe the first two or three chapters, and I will be using other books, and I'll let you know when I will be using them. You don't have to get those books. I'll cover everything in the books that I need. We're going to be talking about pride and how pride is an adversary of the Spirit of Honor. Praise God. And some other aspects. Amen. All right. Go back and listen to the class online again, because you're never going to receive everything that's said in the class in one class session. So make sure you go back and review everything. All of my tests will come from the class sessions and what's in the book. And when I say tests, each week you're going to have a quiz, anywhere from 5 to 3 questions. And it's going to be something that I covered that week. And make sure, if you can, you can make copy of the quiz or write them down, however, and go back and study those quiz questions, because you will see those questions again during exam time. I generally don't do any unique questions for exams. I use my quiz questions, because one of the things you're going to find out about me is I am a repeater. What I mean by a repeater, I will say certain things over and over, especially things I want you to know. So if I say something more than once or twice in a class session, it's because those things are important. And I'll try to always make a point to emphasize certain things that you probably will see again. Amen? And if you have any questions at any time, feel free to email me through the website, and I'll make every attempt I can to answer it. I'm not on the website all the time, so it may take me a couple of days, but whenever I do my quiz questions, I look to see if any students have questions, and I'll try to address those questions. Amen? Last but not least, stay connected to your apostle. Stay connected to this school of ministry. It'll do you a great benefit and be a great blessing to your life. Stay connected. Connection is everything. Amen? All right, let's go ahead and get into the class. Amen? I'm going to do a lot of reading because I'm coming from the book, so if you see me looking down, I want to make sure I'm covering everything that needs to be covered. As I stated, the name of this class is called A Spirit of Honor by Bishop Tudor Bismarck. And I want to welcome you to this study of the Spirit of Honor. In each class session, we will focus on first what honor is and what honor is not. Okay? Then we will focus on training and developing those in the body of Christ how to properly sow the seed of honor. When I say sow, I'm not talking about show, S-H-O-W. I'm talking about sow, S-O-W. So honor is something that has to be sown, amen, and we'll see that through the class sessions. We want to help you to receive a divine impartation on what the spirit of honor is and an understanding and benefit and the benefits of sowing seeds of honor and what it can do for your life and what it can do for your ministry. Honor is more than just lip service. Going through the motions of honor or sowing honor, or showing honor, I should say. You must put your money where your mouth is, and your heart and your motives must be right also. In this class of honor, we will examine the scriptures from a different perspective, more than just an in-depth study. This is an opportunity for you to examine your heart by helping you understand the role your role in the corporate body of Christ as it relates to honor. My prayer for you through the material studied in this class is that you will actually participate in changing the culture of the body of Christ from one of dishonor to one of honor. A lot of times in the body of Christ, people aren't completely familiar with what honor is and how to sow honor and how to show honor to the men and women of God, the fivefold ministry gifts, and people who are in leadership and governmental authorities. We're going to see how honor is very important by honoring our commanding chief in the White House, to honoring our parents, to children but you and I, if our parents are still alive, honoring our parents, grandparents, and people who have put an impact in our lives. You're going to find out what a life source is and how all life sources must be honored. Amen? All right. My desire for you is that the blessings of God will be unhindered in your life. And one of the ways the blessings can be hindered is by not showing proper honor. Give you an example. When I came and drove into the campus this morning, I was about to leave my house, which is maybe 2 miles down the road, and I went back to get a seed because I said, if I see Apostle, I want to have a seed. I drove up in the driveway this morning. Before I got out of my car, I saw Apostle on the outside walking around. I turned around and I made sure, I said, Apostle, I spoke to him. I said, I have something for you. I sowed a seed into his life. You know, that's what honor is. Honor is knowing how to sow into anointed soil and expecting a harvest from the seeds that you sow. Amen. So one of the things I always try to do, I'll never instruct you to do something that I'm not already doing myself. Amen. Like I said, 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, I sowed into the man of God. And one of the things you're going to find out through this class is every opportunity you get. When I say every opportunity, I mean always have a prepared seed when you go to your church or when you come here to Word of Life Christian Center. Sow into the most anointed soil on the face of this earth, the earth, and you can't help but be blessed. Amen. All right, let me move on because I got a lot I need to cover in this first class session. One of the first things I want to point out to you is that information plus revelation equal impartation. I'm going to say that again. Information plus revelation equals impartation. You must receive the information, but without getting revelation, there will be no impartation. Without impartation, there will be no anointing, no grace released upon your life from the seed sowing. So it's very important that you receive the information, but you also want to get the revelation from that information so that there will be impartation into your soul, amen, so that you can receive the blessing and all that God has for you that can be released on your life. We all need the revelation and the impartation that is available to us in the apostles' class by sowing seeds of honor. It will help you receive from the apostle class better. Let me kind of expound on that statement. When I started, I was a student in the charter class in the Ever-Increasing Word Training Center. Back then it was called the School of Ministry. We sat, an apostle was right at the podium, and we were in the chairs 10, 15 feet away from him. And for years we had in-class classes, but now everything is online. But you know, so we had an opportunity to physically sow into them in those classes. But even though you're, you know, hundreds of miles away, you still can sow online. What I mean by that is every church service, we had a corporate prayer yesterday. Apostle was in the service. When I saw him walk in the service, I had a prepared seed to sow into his life. You know, every Wednesday and every Sunday, prepared seed to sow into his life. Even online, before the classes begin. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you some advice and things that I do that helped me and it has blessed me, my wife, my family. Every opportunity you get to sow into the man of God's life. Amen? Okay. Honor is the atmosphere we breathe. Listen up. Honor is the atmosphere we breathe. In order to survive and thrive in this apostolic and environment, you must sow seeds of honor. Amen. Now listen up. This is a question you're going to hear and see again. And if you miss this question, you'll fail my class because this is very important. There is no greater seed than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life, greater than any other seed that you can sow. I'm gonna read it again. There's no greater seed than an honor seed. It will produce the greatest level of harvest in your life, greater than any other seed. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. I'm gonna read this last statement I made right before that. Honor is the atmosphere we breathe. In order to thrive and flourish and to thrive and make forward progress in your life and ministry in the apostolic government of God, you must learn how to properly sow honor. Honor will enable you to thrive, prevail, win in this apostolic government. People without honor, listen up, usually, now this is in the military, and I'll use a lot of reference to the military because even though I was not physically in service, my dad was a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps. I was actually born on a Marine Corps base in California, Camp Pendleton. So my dad raised me as though I was in boot camp for the most part. He was a stickler for order. He was a stickler for following orders. He was a stickler for, you know, protocol. Amen. And that's embedded in me. All right, so honor will enable you to thrive, prevail, and win in the apostolic government of God. People without any honor usually get dishonorably discharged from the military, from service, because they did not understand, listen up, they did not understand ranks, levels, positions, and protocol. They do not have the proper code of conduct and do not follow orders. So in this class, you're going to learn about ranks, levels, positions, protocol, code of conduct, and how to properly follow orders that's been given from the head. The anointing of God always flows down from the head. If you talk, if you look, remember about Aaron, the oil that went down Aaron's head, down to his beard, down to his shoulders, his skirt, all the way down to his, you know, feet. So the anointing flows down from the head. And when you properly position yourself where you need to be, you're going to get all the anointing and all the blessing and the grace on your life that you need. But you have to be properly positioned. And what I mean by properly positioned, whatever God has called you to do, get in line, get in your place, get in your area of assignment, or, you know, because God has blessed us all with unique talents and abilities. So it's so very important that we, you know, begin to pursue the gift and the calling of God on our lives so that the anointing of God can properly flow down to you. I always tell people, you know, they say, things not happening in my life. I don't see no progress. I don't see the blessings like I should. I tell them, what was the last thing God instructed you to do? And they'll think about it and they say, well, God told me to work in the ministry of helps in a particular area. I said, are you doing that? They say, no. I said, well, go back and do the last thing God told you to do and get back in alignment to your assignment. And when you get back in alignment with your assignment, then you're going to make far progress. Then that anointing is going to flow, because God has no reason to, no basis to bless you if you're out of order and not utilizing what he has given you. Amen. I don't want to get off track too much, but that's something that's very important. Amen. As I said, you know, honor is the oxygen that we breathe in this apostolic environment. What oxygen is to us in the earth realm, essential to our survival. Honor is to us in the apostolic government of God. Honor is essential for survival in the apostolic government of God. Without showing honor, you cannot operate and function in the apostolic government of God. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to work. Amen? All right. We must honor God first, honor apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. Amen? Because without sowing honor towards the apostolic source, and we'll talk about apostolic sources a little bit later in the class sessions, what's on him, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers, will not come upon you because you did not sow into the anointing that's on the apostle's life or on the fivefold ministry gifts. And that's so very important. You must sow your time, your talent, and your treasure into the man of God that's been placed in your life. Amen. My job as an instructor is to instruct you by providing accurate biblical information concerning the spirit of honor, which will facilitate you in receiving the needed impartation from apostles' class. All the classes, you know, that's, you know, here at Evan Christian Word Training Center is supposed to enable you to actually help receive better from apostles' class, because his class is, you know, is D class. And what I'm doing here is giving you information on how to honor him properly, so when you are sitting in his class, you can receive better because you have sowed proper honor. Okay? And this is what Ever Increasing Word Training Center is all about. Receiving information and added revelation will equal impartation in your life. All these classes are designed to help you receive the needed impartation from apostles class. I just said that, and I already told you I'm a repeater, so I'm following my notes, and sometimes I get ahead of my notes and I read it again, but it bears repetition. So if you qualify, listen up, you can be a candidate for the anointing, for the grace that's upon apostles' life. you must be willing to endure an awesome price to receive the apostolic grace, but it's worth it. There's a scripture that's found in Isaiah 55 and 1. It says, "Lo, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine, make milk without money or without price." So here in this scripture, in Isaiah 55 and 1, it says, everyone that thirsts. How thirsty are you? You need to be thirsty for the things of God. There has to be a hunger and a thirst, you know. And it's not so much that you're buying something, but because it says here in this scripture, come ye to the waters, and he that had no money, you know, come ye buy and eat, you know. Buy your time, your talent, and your treasure. Your treasure is your money. But, you know, honoring has a lot to do with sowing a monetary seed, but also your heart and your motives must be right. Getting in your proper assignment has to be right. You know, there's so many ways that you can sow the seed of honor. Amen? All right, I want you to examine your heart as we embark into this investigative study on the spirit of honor. Search your own hearts to see where you may, there may be areas in your life that you have sown the seeds of dishonor. As you learn what dishonor is, so that you can begin now to reverse the negative effects that dishonor brings by sowing the seed of honor. Dishonor has consequences. When you dishonor your parents, dishonor your bosses and people who are in authority over you, it has a negative consequence. Because honor, like I said, in the apostolic government of God, it is the atmosphere that you breathe, you know, and you can't survive and thrive in this government of God without knowing how to properly sow honor. We will talk a lot about dishonor, so you will know the reverse of dishonor is honor. Amen? Okay, let me move on. Honor releases, listen up, this is important and you'll probably see it again. Honor releases the blessings, all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do in your life. Dishonor releases the curse, poverty, sickness, death, nothing going well in your life. All right, one more time. Honor releases the blessing, all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do for you. Dishonor releases the curse, poverty, sickness, death, nothing going well in your life. The word death doesn't mean physical death so much, but just everything seems to be dead. Nothing seems to be growing. Your fruit's not coming up. You know, the vine's dying in the field. Because honor has not been sown. Amen? All right. Let's look at Proverbs 26 and 2. And something else I wanted to say in my housekeeping, I forgot. I'll not always give you an opportunity to turn to the scripture and give you an opportunity to read the scripture along with me. I'll just say the scripture and I'll read it, and you can go back and look at it later for the sake of time. As Proverbs 26 and 2 says, as the bird by wandering and as a swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. There is always a reason why the curse comes. It doesn't come by accident. And the curse is when you allow Satan now and give him an opportunity and give him a foothold to come in and to wreak havoc in your life. But when you walk in the blessings of God and when you walk in honor, you know, he doesn't have nothing on you. Because the grace of God, the anointing of God is covering you because you are a man and a woman of honor. Amen? So now we want to begin to sow seeds of honor that will allow the blessings of God to come on our life and abide by sowing the seed of honor. All right. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, and I may not read it all, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate. That word communicate means to reciprocate by sowing into someone's life. Let him communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. this is so an honor. Verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Amen. Verse 9, let us not be weary or, you know, sorrowful in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. When my word faint not means give up, cave in, and quit, okay? And it says in verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, listen up, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So you can sow a do-good seed into the apostolic. You can sow a do-good seed into an apostle. It says, you know, whenever you have opportunity, the word opportunity means every opportunity you get, sow into the anointing. Amen? All right. There is always a reason why negative consequences and occurrences, the curse, keeps happening in a person's life. Could it be you're not properly honoring the men and women of God that God has placed in your life? Or any other leadership authority that God has placed in your life? Okay? So you got to kind of check yourself to make sure that you're honoring properly. When you put, okay, hear this properly, and you'll probably see it again. When you put your mouth on a man or a woman of God, speak negatively, wrongfully, and negatively towards them, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. When you put your mouth, when I say put your mouth on, it means that you're saying negative and perverse things about them. Are you criticizing what they're doing in ministry? Instead of helping them and undergirding them and praying for them, you're criticizing them. You know, when you do this, you have just sown a tremendous seed of dishonor. People don't have a problem respecting God, but not respecting God's servants, apostles and prophets, this is dishonor. If you don't respect his servants, the prophets and the apostles, you're not respecting God. God sees it the same way, because God has placed an apostle and given him a heaven to earth connection, you know, that all those who connect properly can enter into the blessings of God. But when you speak negatively against or towards your man or woman of God, you've just dammed up the flow of anointing that can come and flow down to your life. Amen? One more time. You never want to put your mouth on a man or a woman of God speaking negatively towards them. This is tremendous dishonor. I remember something Kenneth Hagin said years ago. He said, if I can't speak positively about a person, or if I don't have nothing good to say about a person, I won't say nothing. I'm not going to speak negatively about him. I'm not going to put my mouth on him. I remember something Apostle said years ago. There was a man who was in this city, this area, who had fallen and had some situations happen, and he was in the news and the media. I remember one Sunday, this was years ago in the old church, Apostle says, don't you put your mouth on him. As many people as he has led to the Lord and how God has used him, you know, pray for him, but don't put your mouth on him. Don't speak negative. And I remember that to this day, and I will never in my life speak negatively towards a man or a woman of God. This class on the subject of the spirit of honor will address issues and show us how to properly sow the seeds of honor. Honor needs to be displayed. Listen up. It needs to be displayed in your life, in every level, and in every circle of life. From, like I said, the White House to your own personal house. You know, honoring the president, honoring your parents. I'll never forget with my dad. My time's running out. But he would never really accept money from me, because he always felt, you know, it was his responsibility to provide for me. Even when I was an adult, he would help me out, you know, in my early stages. But I had to find a way to honor him. And I'll never forget, after he had got out of the military, he served for 10 years, and he got up in age and didn't want to drive from Louisiana to California to go back and to visit the base where he, you know, became a man and he learned honor from. So I made it a point, and he didn't like flying, so I told my wife, we're going to rent a van, and we're going to take he and my mother and my two kids, and we're going to take a trip out to California so that he can go back and go back to where his roots were, you know, where he learned to be a man and learned how to function and properly display honor. And he was so elated and so excited about that, you know, he talked about that trip until the day he died. So, you know, because after he had died, I said, Lord, I don't think I really showed proper honor to my dad. He said, when you took him on that trip, you honored him. He was honored. He was excited. His face lit up when he walked and we drove up on that base and he saw and began to reminisce. You know, do something for your parents if they're still alive to honor them, to honor their years of service, their years of parenting. Believe me, it's going to do you well because your kids are going to honor you. When my mom made 80, me and my three brothers honored her by giving her, it was going to be a surprise birthday party, but we wanted to make sure she had only the people at the party that she wanted there. So we told her we were going to give her a birthday party, and we said, you can invite 50 of your closest friends and relatives. And she gave us a list, and I think it was about 70 people when it was all said and done, closer to 100. But they all showed up. We had it catered. It was at a church that had a nice banquet hall. One of the things I'll never forget, people would say, I sure hope when I get 80 or when I get up in age that my kids honor me and do something like this for me. You know, believe me, honor brings blessing to your life. Amen. Let me move on. I got a lot to cover, and I'm really not even, I'm only on page 4, and I got to get to page 7, and I got 8 minutes left. There is a difference. Listen up. There is a difference. Let me make sure if I'm not missing something. Okay. There's different levels, ranks, positions of delegated authority with different anointings. We are not all equal in the body of Christ. You need to learn how to tell the difference and know who is in authority so you can properly show honor to those that possess authority. And when I say that, so that you can properly show, S-O-W, not S-H-O-W, that you can properly show honor, like I did this morning with apostles, show honor to those who possess authority. Members in the body of Christ are not all equal in rank or in position. Ask Miriam, Moses' sister. She thought she could hear from God just like Moses. But she was wrong. Just because she was Moses' older sister did not give her the right to instruct Moses. She was wrong. She tried to instruct Moses concerning who he should marry, because Moses, as you know, married an Ethiopian woman, amen, a black woman. Just because she was his older sister didn't give her the right to speak into his life. And that's found in Numbers chapter 12. She was completely wrong, and she was out of order. And there was consequences, as you know. When you go back and read Numbers 12, she was stricken, I think, with leprosy for a season, and they had to stop and wait. I don't know, was it a week or two, but until she got cured and she repented. But God called both Moses and Aaron on the carpet and says, you know, Moses, you know, is my servant. To him I speak mouth to mouth. Who are you to try to instruct and or to tell Moses what to do? As I say certain things scripturally, certain things that happen in my physical life that I observe come back. And this is something I know I'm not going to finish my first lesson completely, but when I was a charter student in the School of Ministry, one of the instructors, and he's still an instructor now, he was the dean of the School of Ministry at the time. We were having classes on Saturday, And we had prayer meeting also on Saturday before the class. And after prayer meeting, we would go in and do our classes. Well, Apostle at the time, who was, you know, hadn't accepted the role of apostle, but he was a pastor of Word of Life Christian Center. He walked in the back door to class after prayer meeting. And the class had already started, and the instructor was instructing students. And something he said, I don't remember specifically what it was, but members of the class was trying to instruct him and trying to, not say instruct him or correct him on something that he had said. And it was kind of tripping the instructor up because, you know, we had this person say, I think what you mean, sir, is this. I think what you mean, sir, is that, blah, blah, blah. And it got to the point where the instructor didn't have complete control of the class. And I said to myself, I knew Apostle was in the back. He sat at the back. He walked in, sat at the back, in the back row. Most of the people didn't even see him walk in. I said, don't they know that Pastor Thompson is in the building, in the room? You know, I said, oh, I'm getting scared and I'm not even speaking. Holy fear came upon me. Well, he stood up and he said, excuse me, sir. I'm not going to mention the instructor's name. He says, I am the president of this class, of this school. If anybody is going to correct an instructor, it's going to be me. You're not in a position to correct an instructor. And if you think that you are greater than the instructor, you can turn in your resignation now. I'll give you your money back and you can leave this school. And I'll never forget, there was about four or five students who never returned. But I learned from that class and that session, you know, you follow divine order. You follow protocol and you don't buck the system. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. A word to the wise is sufficient. Amen. Apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers, and evangelists are the fivefold ministry gifts. They are all part of God's apostolic government and deserve honor because of the office. I encourage you to take the time. That's something I read already. All right. Okay, let me move on. I got 3 minutes left. Here's something you're going to need to know. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on the scriptural law of sowing and reaping, which is found in Genesis 8 and 22. One more time. Sowing seeds of honor is an established kingdom principle based on the scriptural law of sowing and reaping found in Genesis 8 and 22. You're going to need to know that. And Genesis 8 and 22 says, while the earth remained, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So as long as the earth is rotating on its axis, as long as the seasons are turning, the law, the scriptural law of sowing and reaping will not cease. Amen? All right, here's something else that you need to know. And I shared this earlier and I demonstrated it, but I have it in my notes. I want to make sure that you get it because you'll probably see it again. You never want to go before a man of God empty-handed or without a seed to sow, some kind of honor before him. Very important. One more time. You never want to go before a man of God empty-handed without sowing some kind of honor seed before him or to him. Amen? All right. When you get before dignitaries, it's always customary and acceptable to present a gift to them. And because of my time, I only got a minute and 39 seconds, I'm going to kind of paraphrase some of this. When Saul went to find some asses that was lost that his daddy told him to go see, him and his servant went before Samuel, who was the prophet. And Saul knew that he had to present a gift to Samuel. He says, what have we? He says, the oil is spent and, we have no more food. What can we give the man of God so he can show us the way? And his servant says, I have a fourth part of silver that we can sow into the man that he might show us the way. And because of the seed that Samuel sowed, they not only found the asses, but God had instructed Samuel to anoint Saul to be king over Israel. You know, and actually, Saul, in the process of some things, was turned into another man. Because if you read that scripture, and I'll give you the scripture references for that. Let's see. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. Amen? And like I said, I don't have much time. Here's another important point with 26 seconds left. The anointing of God always flows down, I already said that, from the head to every part of the body of Christ. When you position yourself and align yourself properly and honor the apostolic source, the man of God in your life, that anointing will flow into your life and elevate you to another level. Amen. Hallelujah. Another very important point found in Hebrews 7:7, without all contradiction, the less is blessed for the better. And what that means is when you sow upward, the blessings come down. Without all contradiction, the lesser is blessed for the better. And that's why you sow upward. You sow upward so that the anointing, as I said, which is always flowing down, can flow down into your life. Amen? And I got a few other points, but my time is up. I'll see you guys next week, and we're going to continue on our study on the spirit of honor. Be blessed. Amen.